Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio you control, 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Joa,
and Bonnie.
And good news for everyone who cares. We recovered access to a number of things today here at Free Talk Live. And the new studio PC is up and running. And the phone system is finally 100%. I'm super happy about that because I always use the software GUI here to do the phone system, and that's why I kept pushing the wrong button over here because I always did it here. So everything almost back as it was. There's still some tweaking to be done, some minor things, but I mean, you can't see it, but we've also got the Twitch chat open again and the DLive chats open again over here. So I can't use the Twitch chat at the moment, but I can use the DLive one. It's all very confusing.
Wait, so the chats were down, but the stream was going?
No, the chats were working, but we didn't, like, had them set up to view them while we broadcast. And people like interacting with people they're watching, so we can do that again to an extent. It's been a hectic few weeks here on Free Talk Live. I got to tell you, I'm ready for a day off. And I was just sitting in my car smoking, thinking about it. My next day off is probably going to be the last day of Forkfest. So my next day off is probably going to be July the 4th.
Oh, my God.
So I'm tired, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. But, hey, it's fun. I enjoy doing what I do. And it's all worth it because it's Free Talk Live, getting back out there on the air. So I don't have much in the way of show prep, as I've talked about repeatedly. The terms of my release require me to use only certain internet sites, and that's the news sites I have access to are basically Fox News and MSNBC, and neither of those are very good sources of anything worth talking about.
I'm so sorry for that.
It's okay. But we do have a phone call. We've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you there? Oh, you're muted.
Some news that I'm making for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I have scheduled a 5 protests against the FBI raids on your studio. These protests to occur this weekend.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. I would, as always, like to stress that it was not simply the studio that was raided, but also my house, the house of a 60-year-old grandmother, and the house belonging to Andy and Renee.
And actually, 19 properties in New Hampshire were, like, raided. I still don't know where these all are, because, like, if I go off the top of my head of the ones that I know about, I only count to, like, 7 places.
The only ones that I'm really concerned about are the ones where they made arrests at, which would be my house here, Chris and Colleen's, and Renee and Andy's. But, yeah, tell us about these protests.
So they will be just, you know, different bureaucracies, starting on Friday, ending on Sunday. I don't have a vehicle. I don't own one, so this is the first time I've had a vehicle since the raid happened. This is the first chance I've had to get out there and do this. I would appreciate if people could spread the word. I'm not on Signal or Telegram, so if people could spread the word. If you go to forum.shiresociety.com, you can see the details. You'll find the protest. Post pretty quickly. Again, it's forum.shiresociety.com.
Very cool. I hope people check that out. And I would love for people to get out there and, you know, protest. What kind of numbers are you expecting?
Oh, you know, we probably have 10 to 20 at each of these.
Okay.
I would guess. And by the way, we will be protesting at the jail, or, you know, outside the jail where our detainees are still being held.
That'd be in Concord.
Yeah. That would be Merrimack County in Concord.
I think they're being held at Boscawen at Merrimack County Jail, unless that's changed.
It is Boscawen at Merrimack County Jail. It's just around Concord.
Yeah, it's near Concord.
Well, Dave, keep up the excellent work, man. I appreciate it. I know everyone appreciates the support. I mean, ideally, every time there's one of these video hearings, we would get, you know, just as many people connected to it as possible, just to show their support. Because when I was doing my detention hearing in there, it was the first time I felt not alone when I looked and saw so many people watching there in support. Some of whom were from the media, but some of whom were just friends of mine. So that's one simple way you can show your support for the Crypto Six, is to just, you know, keep up with the video hearings and attend them.
Yeah, just showing your support and being involved in one way or another is going to shake them in the boots.
Another way you can show your support, of course, is at thecrypto6.com, which is the fundraising website for the Crypto Six to help us get private attorneys so that we don't get just completely railroaded by public defenders. To be fair, my public defender has actually been really, really on the ball. I mean, I regret that I'm going to have to fire this dude and hire a private defender, but there's no way for me to, you know, turn him into a hired attorney at this point. So I'm just going to have to seek elsewhere, which sucks. But I mean, for the future, anytime I have an issue, this guy is definitely going to be the attorney that I go to.
How much do you have to raise for that lawyer?
$70,000 to $250,000.
There you go, guys. We need that help, or they need that help.
It's quite a figure. Three of the Crypto Six do already have attorneys, but of course, more help is always necessary. That leaves three of us without attorneys, and I believe it's myself, Colleen, and nobody that do not have attorneys at this point. You can help with that at thecrypto6.com, of course. But turning to what's happening in the news today, you had an interesting story that we wanted to discuss, Joa.
Yeah. You know, they want to start a global tax. Who would have thought? I can read the article here for you guys. It's Yellen calls for a minimum global corporate income tax. This is by the AP News. And the U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Monday urged the adoption of a minimum global corporate income tax in an effort at least partially offset any disadvantages that might arise from the Biden administration's proposed increase in the U.S. corporate tax rate.
And if you didn't hear, corporate taxes sound like a good idea, like, oh yeah, let's tax the corporations. Yeah, that just falls on us. That falls on the regular taxpayer.
And continue to say, citing a 30-year race to the bottom in which countries have slashed corporate tax rates in an effort to attract multinational businesses. Like that's what we need to do. We need to attract business anywhere so that people can survive. And you know, they're going to try to get their cut, of course. Yellen said that the Biden administration would work with other advanced economies in the group of 20 to set a minimum. Competitiveness is about more than how U.S. headquartered companies fare against other companies in global merger and acquisition bids. Yellen said in a virtual speech to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, it is about making sure the governments have stable tax systems that raise sufficient revenue to invest in essential public goods.
So let me make sure I understand this correctly. The United States is raising its corporate tax rate, presumably.
Sure.
And now they want all of the other countries of the world to raise their corporate tax rates, because obviously raising the corporate tax rate is going to make the U.S. less competitive and less likely for corporations to come here. So they're like, hey, we're about to tax the hell out of our corporations. Can you do it too, so that we don't send ours running to you?
Or how the fact that other countries owe the United States, not we, the United States, a lot of money. So they're going to try to find an avenue for them to, you know, pay off their debts or whatever. But, you know, good for them. Let them separate from the U.S. government. Give them the big middle finger and say, I don't think so. We're going to let our businesses thrive and our economies thrive, and we're going to surpass this, you know, tyranny.
America is such a big bully. Like, the fact that Janet Yellen thinks she has any kind of, like, authority to tell other countries, like, to increase their taxes on their companies that want to work there is so crazy to me. But she's just, you know, of course, she's talking to a bunch of people that are like, yeah, we should do this, because she's going to phrase it like it's for the good of the world.
And she does this right here. It says, it is important to work with other countries to end the pressures of tax competition and corporate tax base erosion. Is that just not an oxymoron right there?
So they're fully aware that raising the tax on businesses send businesses to places where taxes are lower. Yeah. But their plan isn't to therefore lower taxes, which is just not raise taxes. Their plan is to ask the rest of the world, hey, we screwed up. Can you fix it by raising your taxes too?
That's crazy, but yeah, that sounds accurate.
It seems like they can get away with it because they got a global military.
603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. 603-283-6160. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
by Talk Radio You Control. Call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. Toll free number 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Bonnie, and Joa. And we're talking about a international income tax that Janet Yellen is proposing people basically incorporate because the United States government is moronic and wants to raise the corporate tax rate, which is going to make them uncompetitive in the global market and which will presumably cause corporations to say, hey, screw you guys, we're out, we're going to this other country where taxes are lower. And obviously, I don't see this happening. I know the European Union likes to do this. I know that I think it was Italy got sued by the European Union because they were offering a lower tax rate. But governments hate competition, and that includes competing with each other. They want to set up a sort of, what about monopoly laws here? Monopoly laws exist, presumably, to keep stuff like this from happening, to keep companies from working together to be like, hey, this is what we're going to charge, price fixing and things like that. What she's essentially trying to do is price fixing.
Absolutely. For the entire world, yeah.
Insane. And, of course, they're going to get away with it. But let's go to the phones. We've got Jonathan Irish calling. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I've only got about 13 minutes at this point until the call cuts out. So I'm going to try to get right down to it. I don't know if anybody remembers who I am. Nobody does. And if Ian was here, Ian would remember me very well because Ian interviewed us back in 2010. My name is Jonathan Irish. My daughter's baby Cheyenne from 2010, who was abducted by the state workers at Concord Hospital.
So and, your granddaughter?
Everson, I'm sorry?
That was your granddaughter got abducted?
No, ma'am, that was my daughter.
Oh.
That was my daughter.
Oh, okay. Sorry, go on.
And that situation ended up causing Phil Christiana to come after me. In 2013, I was arrested due to my wife had purchased some AR-15 lower receivers, just lower receivers, nothing else. And then turned around and lied to the FBI and grand jury about them because she was under the influence of multiple substances. And when we were told that they knew I was going to win at trial, but they were going to lock my wife up on federal charges for making a material false statement to federal agents, and the grand jury then, before I was able to be released, our daughter would go back into foster care. So I took the plea agreement, which made me a convicted felon due to AR-15 lower receivers and nothing else. Well, in September...
That is absolutely awful. They asked you effectively to choose between going to jail, letting your wife go to jail, and losing your child in both circumstances.
Yes, correct.
That is despicable.
And this was the same FBI agent, Phil Christiana, who has been the thorn in the side of the Free State Project and nobody and Ian for many years. So I sacrificed everything. I sacrificed my career. I sacrificed my Second Amendment and everything. Ended up going on supervised release, no issues. I was released off supervised release in February 18th of 2018. And in the summer of 2018, my wife told me that she was in fear for her life and our children's lives. At this point, we had three children, Cheyenne and her two younger brothers, my two sons. And
why was she afraid for her life?
From a drug dealer that she knew.
Okay.
And from her oldest brother, who had molested her from the young ages of 5 to 13 years old. So I told my wife, I said, that's on you. I can't have anything to do with it. If you get weapons, they need to stay in a locked container. I have nothing to do with them. Well, she ended up, we moved up north to get away from this drug dealer and get away from her oldest brother. Come to find out, she had been having an affair with this drug dealer for several years, and that's why she wanted to get away from him. We moved up north. We purchased property up north, and she ended up getting upset with me because I wouldn't allow her to have contact. For some reason, she wanted to get back in contact with this drug dealer. I refused to allow it, and it wasn't just cannabis. It was much worse things. I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay.
She got upset because I told her she's not talking to this individual. He's dangerous to have around the children. He had already threatened her and our children's lives.
That's what they do.
She ends up... I'm sorry. What was that?
I'm just saying that's what they do. That's what the feds do.
He's talking about a drug dealer.
Oh, and they... Yeah, sometimes they do.
Yeah, they do that too.
So, a few months go on. I end up finding out that if, let me back up. So ends up getting to October 2019. She ends up admitting that I wake up, my son Gordon, who was 2.5 years at this point, had a bruise on the left side of his face. She breaks down and tells me that she had hit him. And I told her, you know, we were going to try to work things out. I stopped working, and we were trying to get her some help through counseling.
Okay.
She ends up taking off 25 October 2019, takes the three children with her, and goes to be with this drug dealer, goes to start using fentanyl, methamphetamine, and God knows what else.
Yikes.
I end up filing for emergency custody of my kids. Gets granted through the court. DCYF gets involved again. And come to find out, she admits to DCYF that she abused our son and hit our son on the side of the head, or the side of the face. She admits to giving my children, because she was legally prescribed cannabis for her schizophrenic delusional disorder. It's a long diagnosis, but
sure.
In a nutshell, she was diagnosed with being a paranoid delusional schizophrenic with hypochondriacal tendencies.
That is
well, she also admitted.
I do hate to cut you short, but we are about to go to break. That's a harrowing story. Okay. I know you can't, you don't have much longer, so I'm not going to try to keep you around for the next break. But whenever you can call back to continue telling us about this, definitely do so.
I can call back. How long is the break?
About 4 minutes. What a harrowing story, though. 603-283-6160. That's the caller line. 603-283-6160. More to talk about, as always. Of course, you can talk about anything that's on your mind, because this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says a more contagious UK variant coronavirus strain has been found in all 50 states. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci expressing his concern on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're seeing upticks in cases in many states throughout the country, with particularly driven by this variant 117, which has a better capability of going from person to person. It's kind of a race.
Over 15,000 cases of the variant have been detected across the country. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says Major League Baseball will regret pulling the All-Star game from his state. The Republican governor says Colorado has more restrictive voting laws than Georgia and accused the league of following cancel culture. The game will be played July 13th at Coors Field in Denver. This is USA Radio News. A startling number of unaccompanied migrant children have tested positive for COVID-19 after being transferred out of border stations, sparking concern over cramped and overcrowding facilities may allow the virus to spread. Republican Senator from Wyoming John Barrasso and other Republican senators toured border facilities last week, Barrasso confirming the conditions are cramped and telling Fox News they were asked to delete photos of the migrant facilities by Department of Homeland Security workers.
Well, we were told to delete the pictures. No one did. You've seen the video coming out of all of these kids crammed together under the foil blankets, huddling together. And when you have 10% of them who are positive already, they're only allowed to be there for 3 days by law, but there many are staying there for up to 10 days. They're being tested the day that they leave. And then those that have been tested positive or just kind of moved to one side of the courtroom, they've all been exposed. And then they're sent all across.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio you control, 603-283-6160. That's the caller line. You can call in to talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you tonight is Aria, Joa, and Bonnie. And I was mentioning earlier that my next day off is likely to be the very last day of ForkFest. And that tends to be because I do work during ForkFest, obviously. I pre-record the shows and all of that. And we tend to do multiple more segments per day than is needed so that we sort of get ahead, and by the last day or two of ForkFest, we've already got every episode recorded and ready to go. It's happening June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And there's no better way to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can just relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. For example, we were going to attempt to do another live rock performance, but that's got to be put on hold. I'm too busy right now to be going out and practicing with the band. But there will be other stuff happening. Check it out. ForkFest.party is the unofficial website, June the 28th through July the 4th. I hope to see you there. ForkFest.party. Going back to the phones, we've been talking with Jonathan Irish here. Are you with us?
I am.
All right, so pick up where you left off. You were telling us that you filed an emergency custody order to get your children back from your wife, who basically took them and ran off to see her former drug dealer slash
hookup.
Yes, and now a boyfriend. When I before I was had filed for her custody, when she came home, I made arrangements for somebody else to remove her locked box containing her firearms out of the home, because I didn't want to get in trouble for them being there without her there. I knew I wasn't supposed to have them. It was a gray area because of what was going on, but I didn't want to take the chance.
Right. That's understandable.
So they were removed. Well, I also found out.
Where are you calling from? Am I correct? You are in a jail right now?
That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
So,
if anybody's curious, that's why the call quality is so bad.
Yes, I'm talking to you on tablet. So throughout the time they have passed here in Merrimack County, I'm surprised. But anyway, so throughout this situation, before I got my children back, it was brought to my attention that an individual using a fake Facebook account had asked her drug dealer boyfriend to have the kill. I brought this information to the attention of the authorities. Well, come to find out, my wife sent her around because I had taken emergency custody of the children. She turned around and contacted the FBI and Stephanie told the FBI, they're not my guns, they're Jonathan's guns. Go arrest Jonathan.
Oh, my God.
It's tragic after everything you've gone through with your wife, after everything you had sacrificed, you know, to keep her out of jail and to help her and to forgive her for various transgressions she had committed against you. That was ultimately what she did, was throw you under the bus.
I just allowed her to come back. I asked her to come back. And she came back home, I think, 2019. And she did all this to set me up, to lock me up on felon in possession of firearm charges.
Yikes.
At my trial in February 2020, Phil Christiana took the stand and stated they knew there was a legitimate, credible threat against my life, and they had no intent on doing anything about it. They just wanted to arrest me for possession of firearms.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but these firearms would be legally registered to your wife, correct?
No, in the state of New Hampshire, there's no registration needed to them.
Ah.
Everything's private sale. But the fact is that it was known and admitted that people lied. It was even known that Stephanie lied to the grand jury and the FBI back in 2013.
That's so true. Why can't they just understand that she's not credible?
Because they want me. They want me because Phil thinks I'm some bad guy.
Well, the FBI thinks everyone is a bad guy. It's called projection.
Exactly. So, after all this, I'm wrongfully convicted at trial. I fired my first attorney because he refused to do anything, refused to provide any witness testimony or evidence in my benefit. I'm supposed to be sentenced next month. Hopefully, I'm getting time served. But what this comes down to is there's been cases for the past several years that have proven an AR-15 lower receiver does not meet the definition of frame, receiver, or firearm.
Okay.
And
I don't know anything about that.
Cases that I can give you case law if you would like, that cases involving only AR-15 lower receivers are not supposed to be prosecuted because AR-15 lower receivers do not meet the definition of firearm or frame or receiver. In fact, there's specifically several cases. Pull it up. Sorry, I'm going to get on the paperwork.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, you don't have to cite the cases. Our listeners aren't going to look them up anyway.
Actually, I have a question for you, Jonathan. So you didn't explain this part of the story. Where are your kids now?
DCYF gave them back to my drug addict wife or drug addict boyfriend, and they've been getting abused since they've been home.
Oh, that's so sad.
I haven't even been allowed to talk to my children until before Christmas of last year.
That's
tragic.
Monday was my son's fourth birthday.
I'm very sorry to hear that, man. Any chance of appealing this or having any luck?
There's plenty of chance of appealing it. The appeal's not the issue. But the fact is that they've taken my home, my children, my life, and everything from me.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. That would definitely be the primary issue here. All I can say, man, I hope things work out for you, but it just doesn't sound like the state has left things working out for you as an option.
Well, and that's the whole thing, is they were not even supposed to be able to legally charge me with felon in possession of firearms because I was not lawfully a convicted felon. And they're going to be legally required to reverse the two predicating charges about the AR-15 law receivers that made me a felon in the first place, which will by default get rid of this felon in possession of firearm charge.
Didn't quite follow all of that.
Okay. The predicating charges that supposedly made me a felon were about the AR-15 lower receivers.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm following you now.
And you were falsely convicted for that. This is what you're claiming.
Exactly. Therefore, because of that, they convicted me of felon in possession of firearms because of my wife's firearms.
Right. Based on lies that you're saying.
Do you have any idea why the FBI may be targeting you in this manner? I mean, it sounds like you were set up so that you could be set up later.
Honestly, and I would have to dig in through the discovery of my first case and this case, but it's because of the loose affiliation I had with the freedom movement from when I met everybody in 2010, that everybody came to our aid when the state abducted my daughter.
So they don't like free-thinking people.
No, of course they don't. Jonathan, that's all very difficult to hear, man. I hope it works out. But, I mean, do what you can, man, and try to stay strong. Everything passes eventually. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. Talk about anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Joe from Breaking the Flaw.
And Bonnie.
And on March the 16th, 2020, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of myself, Randy and Ace Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto Six were then arrested and taken into custody, while Ian Freeman and Nobody remain in custody. So what can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because these charges aren't a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help us in our fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to the Legal Defense Fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, that's thecrypto6, the number 6 or the word 6.com. Let's go to the phones. We've got Bradley calling from Michigan. Bradley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. So I was listening to the last caller's story a little bit. I tuned in a little late. Basically, the state ruined his life. I'm in a similar situation. Now, it's not as bad as his, but I was actually just recently released from incarceration. And during that time, my wife left me, and I also lost my kid.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. What false pretenses did the state arrest you under?
Well, it was criminal sexual conduct.
Ah.
And I'm not really interested in talking about my specific case, but... I wanted to talk about... What's that?
It's probably best that you don't.
Well, it doesn't... I mean, I can. It doesn't matter to me. It's just I wanted to call in about something that's actually bigger than myself.
All right. Tell me about it.
So when I was in prison, I started an organization called Prisoners for Liberty. And it was modeled after Students for Liberty, except the ideas, instead of educating college students about the ideas of liberty, it was meant to educate prisoners about the ideas.
That's really cool.
Sounds very courageous of you. Thank you.
Yeah, so Ian actually read my letter on the air that I wrote him. It took up two segments of the show months ago when I was still incarcerated. But, it seems like the idea is more important now than ever with them cracking down on you guys. And if Jonathan's listening, I wish there would be a way for him to be able to reach out to me because, you know, we want to take this idea that I started in the prison that I was at, and I want to scale it to as many prisons as we can.
So this organization, are you still in jail?
No, I'm out now.
Okay, you're continuing the organization, though, but right now, as it is, that organization is linked to the one particular prison or jail that you were in?
Yeah, right now we only have a group of people in one prison. But I'm also working on building a website, social media. I might be getting, well, right now I'm in a competition in Students for Liberty to get grant funding for the idea.
Okay, good luck with that.
So.
That sounded sarcastic, but I mean, good luck with that. Good luck with competing with them and getting funding.
Yeah.
So how can we help you help prisoners find out about this? And what way can prisoners even get information? I don't really know that much about being in jail.
Yeah, so probably should have thought about that a little bit before I called, but...
Well, okay. I think there's plenty of listeners out there that could, you know, look you up and then send information to maybe people they know that are in prison.
Right, so
you have the website up and going already?
Well, yeah, we got a website, but it literally just got put up, so it's still kind of, you know, it's not really the best. I don't know if there's actually a way to sign up for an email list yet or anything. But,
that's fine, but if people know where to go, then they can go ahead and, you know, bookmark the site or go ahead and visit it.
Right,
find your contact information, find out ways they can help, that sort of thing. So what is the website?
So the website's freeprisoners.org, and we also have kind of a crude Facebook page and LinkedIn page at the moment.
Very cool. Bradley, I'm always happy to hear about positive liberty work. Prisoners for Liberty, man, you just said the URL, and I've already forgotten it. What was the URL again?
Freeprisoners.org.
Freeprisoners.org. Definitely check that out. Hopefully the website will, you know, get some more content on it, email lists, all that good stuff. But as long as there's a way for people to contact you to reach out, you know, it's worthwhile for people to go ahead and do that, even if there's not a whole lot on the site.
I would suggest that he writes to nobody, because that sounds like something nobody would be really interested in. And if you go to, can I give the address on there?
Yeah, how can people write to nobody?
To write to nobody, all you need to write is nobody, and then put in parentheses Richard Paul, and then put the address 314 Daniel Webster Highway, Boscawen, New Hampshire, 03303.
Now, I imagine most people don't know how to spell Boscawen, myself included. They can probably butcher that however they want, as long as it looks about right, and it will probably still get there. But if you really need to, just Google it, and Google's pretty smart, so as long as you type in something that's similar to Boscawen, you're likely to find
I'll spell it for Boscawen, Boscawen.
That's such a difficult thing to call a place. Why would they call it that?
There's so many places like that in New Hampshire, I've noticed, like Babusick really? Lake or something like that.
What I hate most is that I live on Marlboro Street, but it's Marlboro like the cigarette, Marlboro. The next town over, if you just keep going three more miles, is Marlboro, spelled with O-U-G-H at the end.
I can never really say that word very well, like Marlboro.
There's also Peterborough that ends in an O, and there's Peterborough that ends in U-G-H.
And Hillsborough.
Yes, same thing there. It's so bizarre and arbitrary how some of these places are spelled. It's just like Marlboro Street connects directly to the town of Marlboro, but they're both spelled differently.
I think it's because we had English and French settlers here, and they, like, argue over the U-G-H.
Well, Edward Boscawen was admiral of the Blue Edward Boscawen. PC was a Cornish admiral in the Royal Navy and member of Parliament for the borough.
So he's a redcoat?
Truro, Cornwall.
Wait, so he was a redcoat and we have a town named after him?
I mean, we live in New England. So that's
fair point.
Hey, I'm not a Yankee. I'm not from here.
I'm not. Well, I wasn't born here, but I would argue now that I'm from here. I mean, New Hampshire's my home. I love it. It wouldn't happen any other way.
Good point.
And I've been, it feels like everything that New Hampshire is, you know, the liberty-leaning stuff that's already innately here, just the Daniel Webster himself, all of this anti-state sentiment, this pro-freedom sentiment, I mean, that's in my blood. So in many ways, I do feel like I am, in fact, from New Hampshire. I'm not, but I am now.
I've never felt more belonging to this place, so this is definitely my home.
That was what actually got me to move to New Hampshire, was the first Forkfest that I went to. I'd never felt more comfortable and accepted by people in my entire life than I was at Forkfest. And I was like, okay, yeah.
I can totally agree with, like, the community we have in Keene, that I've never felt more accepted. Or, in fact, everybody has pointed out that I'm, like, the least weird. And in normal, outside of New Hampshire life, I feel like the most weird. And I'm always getting pointed out as weird, but...
No, you're weird.
Thanks.
And we're all pretty weird, yeah. But, I mean, that's what happens when you get a bunch of people who don't really have any common ground except, hey, we all love liberty. Let's go somewhere and let's do liberty. You're going to get people who are drastically different. And it's fun. And we all work together. And I mean, poor Mark doing a show with a trans chick. I know when he was in his 20s, that was not something he ever thought was going to happen.
Because he was like a Republican back then, like real Republican.
Yeah, he's still pretty conservative. I mean, not unaccepting or anything like that, but he's for sure still pretty conservative. I think he describes himself as a classical liberal or a monarchist. I don't remember exactly which. But yeah, I mean, Free Talk Live is the classic example of, you know, disparate people being brought together by this centralized idea that we all love getting the ideas of liberty out there, so we're all going to be on Free Talk Live, yet it includes people like Nobody, people like me, people like Ian, people like Joa, Bonnie, Mark, all of us just coming together. Just spread the ideas
of
liberty.
It's like this natural club that we didn't ask to join, and we just kind of slipped in.
Well, I don't know. You were asked to join. I mean, it's voluntary membership.
Oh,
it's
true, like... true. I'm just saying there's no membership or anything like that. It's just like, once you start understanding there's liberty-minded people around you, you have this other way of thinking, and everyone kind of understands it right off the bat, and we can have, like, really interesting conversations and, you know, start working together in different ways that you never thought otherwise.
And it's powerful to have so many people in one place working together for a common goal. If you're not already thinking about it, you should move to New Hampshire. This is where things are happening here in the, quote, free state. Live free or die state. Get up to New Hampshire. Get away from California, New York, but leave their bad ideas behind. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.